Welcome to the Stacked Supplement Podcast, the premier source for supplement news and reviews.
Welcome to the Stacked Supplement Podcast, where we round up all of the top stories and exciting announcements shared on our website from the past 7 days. And last week was no different from any other week. It was packed full of some cool shit. I will admit, the stories were a little bit different. I always kind of like to name a theme on sort of guess what they were about. A lot of the stories we shared, or at least some of the ones we're going over here, are basically going to be some more unique stories. Nothing huge in terms of a groundbreaking loaded supplement or anything like that. More of the highlights were more in the realm of, like I said, you got some very unique things brands are doing around the industry, around the world. We're going to kick off with a bit of admin, as we always do. And this week it is the Clash of the Cans. So obviously that is running right now on the website. You'll see a little pop-up if you visit it to kind of help people, encourage people to go. And if you have a spare minute, shoot to clashofthecans.com to vote, take part, have your say, show some support, show some love. And yeah, we started with over 100 energy drinks, something like that. We whittled it down to 16, so the most voted from that first group progressed into the quarterfinals or round two, whatever you want to call it. And then we're at the semifinals now. So every year it's a pretty fierce competition, as you can imagine. It's all about just, I guess, finding out what energy drink is most loved by our audience and those connected, obviously, brands that share its the importance and stuff like that, and that's entirely up to them. And yeah, so like typically it's generally a mix. It's been a mix of, always been a mix of popular and, how to say popular, more like mainstream realm, like Monster, Red Bull. They've progressed in the past. It's big name energy drinks, Rockstars as well has progressed previously. And then you kind of get a bleed in of sports nutrition. And with the emergence and just the huge growth in the category, at least from sports nutrition companies over the past year, we've expected this was going to go big, and it didn't disappoint. So after tens of thousands of votes in the quarterfinals, we have our remaining four, and these guys have been broken up into two groups of two. We have Monster Ultra, and if you're wondering why it's Monster Ultra specifically, so the way we do it is you can only have one energy drink per brand. Obviously, some supplement companies and some brands have two. They get to suggest the one they want the most. It was a rule we had in Protein Wars, where brands could, if they wanted to have their isolate to be voted on, their blend, their vegan, it's entirely up to them. So yeah, the company can choose. If they wanted to be Monster Green, could have Monster Green. They just go let us know. We don't really mind. Just one per brand. But Monster Ultra is the one in the group, and it's Monster Ultra versus C4 Energy. Now these two are not new to the semifinals round. They've been here before. C4 actually won the very, very first Clash of the Cans, and Monster, not necessarily Monster, but Reign, which is from Monster, same company, same umbrella company, Reign also won. They won the second year. So this is a pretty big showdown. I'm interested to see how it plays out. But then on the other side of the semifinals, we have the newcomers. As I said, typically we get a balance. We get some established energy drinks and then some newcomers. And we actually have a rule. People were asking, where's Gorilla Mind in this? Because obviously Gorilla Mind just into the energy drink space, dropped a pretty big bomb, loaded beverage. And the reason they're not in it is because we have a rule where you have to have been on the market for at least a month, like a full month, like available, not announced, available to purchase for a month. And they weren't. The same thing actually happened, what was it, in last year, Rise was not included because they had launched pretty close. And Ghost, I think the year prior also wasn't included for that very reason. But yes, and on that topic, the other half of the semifinal sees two new brands. We've got Rise Fuel from, of course, Rise, and we've got Bum Energy from Chris Bumstead. Two very, very new beverages. Like I said, Rise only just launched around this contest last year, so it's roughly a year old, give or take. And then we've got Chris Bumstead's Bum Energy, which fell within the realm of being older than a month. and launched this year, I believe. Two flavors, nice stubby 12-ounce can, very different from the 16-ounce or even the slim 12-ounce. And you can go vote on them now. The two with the biggest votes go through to the grand final, and it'll be one hell of a showdown. Rays is obviously out, which means that we won't be getting a three-time champion this year, but we could be seeing another two-time with C4 Energy coming through and being present in the semifinal. So I'm personally voting for Monster. I'm a big fan of Monster. To be honest, I'm also a fan of C4. Maybe I'll get my wife to vote C4, I'll vote Monster either way. And then Bum Energy and Rise Fuel. I'm partial to Rise Fuel, another fan favorite, but then I also quite enjoyed Bum Energy. None of them are bad, to be honest. All of them are great formulas. Obviously, some are more advanced than others. C4's got a more robust, well-rounded formula than Monster Ultra, but I mean, each to their own. Some people, I personally tend to grab energy drinks just for energy on the go, and that's the fun of the competition. It really comes down to, like, it kind of shows what you want your energy drink for, and that everybody has their own one for them. Some people like one with an apple taste. Some people like it with this amount of caffeine. Some people like it with a loaded formula like Gorilla Mind and Ghost Energy and even Rise Fuel and Raise. Like, these guys put more in it than just caffeine, but sometimes people don't want that. Sometimes it's, like I said, that's pretty much why we created Clash of the Cans, was so that people could show their support for the one they love, because me saying this is the best, it's subjective, really. Some people are looking for things that I'm not, and this is the contest to show it. And we've got a pretty solid semi-final group, and may the best or most favorite energy drink win. Now we're going to shoot over to the news, and I have a lot. And like I said, it's a mixed bag of just some cool, quirky things. And we're going to kick the episode off with the news from MyProtein. MyProtein, the giant international company that it is. They have a huge presence in the UK. Obviously, they are a UK brand, or that's where they're based, even though they have distribution and availability in, like, retail online stores all around the globe. UK is their main market, or UK, Europe. And so earlier this year, MyProtein partnered with Iceland, which is a popular supermarket, widely available across the UK, many locations, so on and so on. They partnered with Iceland to make a series of healthy, clean, functional meals. So basically clean and nutritious meals, many of them high in protein, some low carbs. They have a nice variety, and it's not even just like chicken rice in different sizes. It's, you know, they had like chicken skewers, protein pizza. They have a whole bunch of recipes. I can't remember the total. It was close to 20, but they're all quite different. Some big, some small, some higher carbs, some low carbs, some barely any carbs. It's a pretty cool little series. MyProtein has dipped into meal stuff before, but this was pretty cool to see, like, partnering with a supermarket where people go to get their food anyway, their groceries and stuff. It's a pretty cool deal, pretty big thing, pretty cool to see. Now, that's been on, that whole family's been on the market for a while, not a while, but a few months. And now they've partnered with, I believe the gym is called Fitness First, yes. So Fitness First, major gym in the UK, they are testing out a MyProtein frozen meal vending machine. So it's taken, I believe it's five, I'm pretty sure it's five. Is it 10? Five. I'm trying to remember exactly. I have it in front of me just purely because in the past episodes, I just have not been able to get. Whatever, we'll just go with it. We'll just say it's a few, several. They've taken a selection of the frozen meals and put them into a vending machine. And this vending machine is at Fitness First in Wigan. And that's where the first one is. Now, this is kind of like a trial test base. I'm guessing if it does well, gets great reception, they'll do another one, put it somewhere else, whatever. But this is the first one. And so, yeah, you can basically get the frozen meals, or like I said, a selection of them that you get at the Iceland supermarket and a vending machine at your gym. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing. You do pay slightly more at the vending machine, as you, I mean, to be honest, kind of expected. I believe the Yeah, so the meals in the, yeah, there you go, 10 different meals. Sorry, I was just getting to that point. 10 different meals. They're all £5.50. Now, if you compare that to going to Iceland and picking it up, so Iceland has a deal, or had a deal when we wrote this, where you could get any 10 for £35. So that works out to about £3.50. So that's a pretty damn good deal. A big leap in price, obviously, but you know, you tend to pay more for convenience. That just tends to be what happens with many things in life. So yeah, I guess you pay a little more for having the frozen meal at your gym as opposed to picking it up from Iceland. Yeah, so pretty cool little thing, very interesting. They're calling it a world's first, and I believe they're meaning world's first as in the world's first vending machine that serves up frozen high protein meals, which is specific, but world's first nonetheless, at least as far as I know. I haven't heard of any others. But keeping on the track of protein-packed foods, Real Good Foods just dropped something. Wasn't really dropped something. They've come out with a proposition, basically. So Real Good Foods, if you're not aware of them, they make some really damn good, tasty stuff. So they started as a pizza company. They made a pizza with the base made of chicken breast. And as you can imagine, the entire base is made of chicken breast. It's damn high in protein, and it was. But the other thing that they did with this was that it was low in carbs and fat and stuff like that. So they, the goal was, it was very different, very cool at the time, to have a protein, to have a pizza, sorry, that was just that high in protein and that low everywhere else, whereas you're compared to your traditional pizza, high protein but comes with a lot of carbs and stuff like that. So this is a pretty cool innovation. Now fast forward to today, they've gone well beyond that original pizza. They do, oh Lord, they do a whole bunch of things now. But one of the recent drops that they did, it was last year, middle of last year, or late last year, they did chicken nuggets. So they bought that same high protein, low carb approach from their pizza to chicken nuggets. And the key was, is they basically took bite-sized pieces of chicken and breaded them in whey protein. And I think it was chickpea flour. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So takes the carbs right out. And the result is like a serving of chicken nuggets with like 20 something grams of protein and jack all carbs, like even less net carbohydrates. It's a crazy good deal. And they're available in many different places across the US, which is one of the key benefits. Now they've grown that this year, I believe it was, maybe it was into the last year, they introduced different versions of that same sort of thing, like bite-sized chicken. They did orange chicken, General Tso's, and then I'm guessing it proves popular. It's one of my favorite products of theirs. I've tried all of them and that thing's damn delicious, but they have basically put it to fans. They want to come out with another two flavors of that whey and chickpea breaded chicken, and they're asking fans to vote. Now, again, I wasn't going to remember this off the top of my head. They've got four flavors in total, and then I'm, by the sounds of things, whichever two are the most voted, they are actually going to turn into reality. And more importantly, they're launching them, I believe it was like in, within the next 2 weeks or something? No, maybe next 4 weeks. Yeah, sorry, next month or two. And those flavors are Jamaican jerk style chicken, teriyaki chicken, tikka masala chicken, and Korean barbecue chicken. So, and they all have that same kind of approach, up to 24 grams of protein, very low carbohydrates, especially compared to your traditional breaded chicken. And yeah, of those four, two will be turned into a reality, which I thought was pretty cool to get fans involved. And even more importantly, to have that kind of turnaround. I've seen competitions in the past where brands will sort of say, vote on the flavor, and everyone gets involved, everyone gets excited, it's pretty cool. But then the product doesn't come out until maybe 3-4 months, which is not bad. That's the genuine way to go about it. Sometimes products do take that long to make. A lot of the time they do. So it's pretty cool to see Real Good Foods create such a turnaround where they're going to be able to have it in stores within a month or two, whereas fans will be able to vote. And then, like I said, in about a month or two, they're going to be able to pick it up in store, which is pretty cool, which is very cool. You can have your say. Look up the post on our site. stack.com or stack3d.com, and you'll be able to find a link. Just type in real good chicken bites, chicken nuggets, it should come up. And there's a link to a specific post and you can throw your comment in there. I don't know when they're ending it, when they're gonna stop taking suggestions and votes, but it was pretty cool. Seemed like they were gonna be waiting a little while. So next up, the next story we've got is our friends over at Ecovision. So Ecovision is, they won our Newcomer of the Year award last year, and in tremendous style. They're a new age brand, I've mentioned them here before. They make some ridiculously powerful quality supplements. And they do it in such a unique way. They get their audience involved. They reveal pieces here and there, tease this and that. And they've grown to become a pretty badass brand. Like, started out very heavily in pre-workouts. That was realistically where they were kind of situated and built their name. In fact, we called them the pre-workout specialist for that reason. So more recently, they've expanded, gone beyond pre-workout. They've done weight loss, focus, some standalone stuff. They just dropped an intra workout. Now they're doing a protein powder. This is a rarity. This is a rare thing, because not that they're doing a protein powder. That's a very cool move, very mature move. Not many brands, even popular ones, step into that category. It's very saturated, very competitive. And obviously, as a new brand, you buy 10 tubs of protein, sorry, not 10 tubs, let's just say 100 tubs of protein powder and 100 tubs of pre-workout. Protein powder is going to take up a buttload of space, way more than a pre-workout. And the differences are just business-wise, just go astronomically from there. And you can imagine why you don't often see brands in there, at least starting out in there. They're coming out with a protein powder. It's going to be a blend. It's going to have a combination of whey concentrate and whey isolate. Lean macros everywhere else. So I believe the protein count is 26 grams per serving. And there's nothing too different formula-wise about this. Like nothing, no added this or no added that, no heightened this. And it's fairly straightforward. But Ecovision is going to be doing something pretty cool on the label. So everyone knows, well not everyone, but many people know, transparency in supplements is a big deal. You want to know how much you get per serving. That's what transparency does. If you flip the product around, you see the dosages beside each ingredient. That's transparency. Sometimes you get products that do half and half, but you tend to want full transparency. This is a crude example, but let's just say you were taking creatine, right? You could save some money pretty easily if you had a bulk creatine you're taking each day. Maybe there's a pre-workout that has 2 grams. You could shorten your dose from the standalone product to 3 grams. It's a very simplistic example, but you can catch my drift. And same goes with things like caffeine. Maybe you had an energy drink and you don't want to go over 500 milligrams. And you know, it's good to know these things. It's very important to know that brands aren't shortchanging you, right? Now, when protein powder, this is drastically rarer. I would say 90% of brands these days do transparent supplements, but protein powder can be done transparently. Now, if we're talking a straight isolate, it's not that big of a deal, because you know that if you turn your product over and you've got 25 grams of protein and there's only one source of protein on the label, that means that's where the protein is coming from, right? So transparency is important when it comes to blends. So let's just say you had, I don't know, this is another crude example. Let's say you had a supplement that was powered by Ultramax Super Muscle Building Whey Isolate, and then it had whey concentrate in there as well. Let's say you really, really like the sound of this Super Ultramax protein. Now, if it's in a blend, right, and let's say there's more whey concentrate than the Super Ultimate Whey Isolate, a brand could, let's say you get 25 grams of protein per serving, a brand could put 24 grams or yield 24 grams from the whey concentrate and only a gram from the super ultimate whey isolate, whatever, right? So it's important to know that if the brand's powering the marketing with this thing, like that's the reason you're buying it, you want to know how much you get. Obviously not everyone does that. I'm just saying the most extreme example, and this is something people could do. Transparency comes in handy in a protein powder. It's rare, but it's done a few times. Ghost Gym, Nutribio. And so when you get a blend of white isolate and whey concentrate, you can flip it around and on a transparent protein powder, it'll tell you how much of the protein you get from each source, which is, like I said, very important. Not everyone's gonna do the 1 gram of this and 24 of that, but EcoVision is doing that in their protein powder. So their label, I believe you get 26 grams per serving. And then of that 26, 12.8 is from whey isolate. The rest is from whey concentrate. And they list the exact amount and all that on the label. But it's, again, very cool, very transparent. It allows you to know what you're getting. And that is, like I said, that's a big, big thing. It's pretty, it's again, transparency at its best. And it's rare. Like, even companies that do fully transparent pre-workouts and aminos and so on, they don't do protein powders transparent. It's, like I said, it's a rarity. I would say there's somewhere in the realm of 10 to 20 out there. Like, it's not a lot. But also, there's less opportunity to do it. Like I said, if it's just a straight whey isolate, you don't need transparency because you know that all the protein is coming from the only source in there. But yeah, so that product's launching. That's going to be a part of EcoVision's next big drop. So they do things in sort of groups where they'll tease and reveal and hype up a bunch of supplements at a time, and then they'll launch them at pretty much together. And this one, the protein powder, will be a part of the next drop. And they've said that they'll expand it if it proves successful. Different versions, like maybe a pure whey isolate, different flavors and stuff like that. So there's definitely potential for them, and it's pretty cool to see them making a mature move like that. Because as I said, protein powder is not a category everyone gets into. It brings a lot of things that are different from stocking pre-workouts, but cool to see making big moves and expanding the variety is a key part about building your brand. And yeah, they've done some good things, and so we look forward to that. Next up, we're going to go to HD Muscle. So HD Muscle, very, very premium Canadian company. They are available in multiple places around the world, not just Canada. And they, ever since day one, they made some good damn shit. Like, their products are definitely in that premium realm. I don't think any of their things are under 40. There might be some, but they're the brand that sits around the 50 realm. And they give you your money's worth, right? They, you know, you get everything that you're paying for. They got loaded dosages, great variety of ingredients, and it's just, yeah, great stuff. And they've done this consistently. They have been a little quieter this past year as opposed to the first couple of years, but one thing that they've done is they brought on board Nick Walker, the mutant himself. Nick Walker is an HD Muscle athlete. And he's, so he's come on board. I can't remember when it was. I know it was before the Olympia last year. But he's come on board and he's getting a signature series. So they teased over the weekend that they're working on a signature series of supplements. It's going to initially have two pre-workouts, one stim, one stimulant free. They are going to be called Pre-HD, which is the name that the brand uses in for other supplements. So you got Pre-HD Ultra, Pre-HD Elite. I think it's Pre-HD Black, and this will be falling right into that. So you'll have Pre-HD, I guess, signature series or something like that. But yeah, it'll be put in together in partnership with Nick Walker. Now, they haven't revealed the formulas, but at least publicly, and they haven't even revealed it to me, but they gave a glimpse on some of the highlights. Now, I'm not going to say anything because they said they'll send the full formula to reveal shortly, but holy shit is what I'll say. Like, it looks as though this might be like a premium alternative. And as I said, HD Muscle is already a premium brand in itself. Take a look at its pre-workouts. They do some ridiculously big dosages in all of their supplements, let alone the pre-workouts. And what I've been told about the Pre-HD with Nick, it'll be a step up again, if not like a step up for even, I don't know, it's just based on what I've been told is going to be in there. It's, yeah, you're going to keep an eye out for these. We'll have more details shortly. It sounds like they'll be dropping very, very soon. But again, yeah, there'll be two Pre-HD stimulant and Pre-HD stimulant free in partnership with Nick Walker. You can go to the website, get a glimpse of what they're going to look like label-wise, because they are a bit different to the other Pre-HDs. But yeah, big things coming that way. I look forward to seeing the formula as I do with every new product. It's still a rush when you see something cool and new. That's why we run Stacked. So yeah, we're gonna go from there over to Force Factor. So Force Factor, obviously, I'll put it more in the mainstream realm, but known for a lot of supplements. The Four Brain is one of them, which is like their family of nootropic, like cognitive focused products. Test X180, which is another series that they do, primarily focused around hormone health and testosterone boosting. And so they've taken a jump into the hydration realm. So hydration has obviously become a huge, huge category these past couple of years, past year and a bit. And sports nutrition brands of all shapes and sizes are getting in on it. They already had aminos and intra workouts that supported hydration, but this move has basically encouraged them to put together hydration supplements specifically for hydration, what I like to call dedicated hydration supplements. And so Force Factor's into the fray with a twist. So when I saw this, I thought like, oh, it's gonna be, so it's Liquid Labs is the name of the product, but there is a lot more to it. So it's called Force Factor Liquid Labs, but the trick is that there is about 5 different products. Now, I initially thought these were just different flavors. That is not the case. So what they are is they have 5 different versions. Each of them features the same core ingredients, which is, I think, electrolytes, coconut water, I think was another one, and aquamin, marine minerals, and pink Himalayan salt. So that core is consistent throughout each of the products. Now, where they separate is they have different versions for different benefits or additional benefits. So they're all built to support hydration, but many of them, or but one of them, add another functional, I guess, angle to it. So there are, I'm gonna read them off. So there's Liquid Labs Energy, Liquid Labs Immunity, Liquid Labs Beauty, and Liquid Labs Sleep, and then the flagship signature Liquid Labs. So pretty much the core that I was talking about, that little combination of ingredients for hydration and performance is consistent throughout each of them, same dosages and everything. Where they differ is the brand has added ingredients for those other benefits. So as I said with the, just to give you an idea, Liquid Labs Immunity, so you get that core blend of ingredients for hydration. Alongside that is elderberry, echinacea, acai, and ginger. Again, all to support immune health. So it's sort of like a hybrid approach. You've got the flagship specifically for hydration, then you've got these other 4 for benefits, including beauty, immunity, energy, which obviously has energizing ingredients in it, and beauty. Did I say beauty? And sleep. It's 4. I think I said 5, but I think I said 1 twice. Yeah, so it's a pretty cool twist. And that this is obviously the case when you get a category that just blows up, companies aren't able to keep doing the same thing. That is what it is. You want to differentiate. And with hydration being seen increase in popularity throughout the last year, you have to start doing things differently. And we've seen a lot of brands do this, even just in beverage sport, like hydration beverages, hydration supplements as well. People have been switching things up, trying to create an angle or a point of difference that separates them from the mountain of competitors in this hydration space. And this is obviously what Force Factor has chosen to do, and a pretty cool twist. So, I mean, it's sort of like a Liquid Labs hydration supplement for everyone. Like it's, and they're all the same price. So you've got Liquid Labs, if you just want hydration, grab the flagship. Maybe you want to add a bit of beauty support, maybe some immunity, like whatever, like they create something with different angles. And again, it's the same price. So there's no reason not to just grab one of the hybrids versus the regular. So it's a pretty cool little product, pretty cool little lineup. They're available now on Amazon for $14.98 for a box of 20 servings. And as like many of this hydration supplements, they come in stick packs, so nice tear and pour and you're good to go. We now move to our last story, and I'm gonna round it off with this one here. And this is news from Gorilla Mind. So Gorilla Mind has had just a ridiculous year so far, like ridiculous. Like they have, I mean, it's hard to notice. Like when someone does something so well for so long, you might not realize it. But Gorilla Mind has dropped flavor after flavor. They've reformulated. They did a special edition Heisten version. They've done collaboration flavors. They did their first ever beverage. They turn their protein to full transparency, which I discussed earlier with EcoVision. And now they're doing functional food, which is, in all seriousness, those moves you don't see from any brand in this shorter time, like 100%. And let's not forget, Gorilla Mind is adding or planning to add a new flavor every month for the next 12 months. And they already did the first one 3 weeks after launch of the energy drink. To say they've done a lot and a diverse amount of products. Like, this isn't like, you know, all protein releases, all standalone releases. This is a huge variety. It's incredibly impressive. And like I said, you might not have noticed it, but that's purely because the execution on what they're doing is so smooth, so consistent, so frequent, and so varied that you might forget, oh yeah, they did just drop the energy drink. That wasn't that long ago. That was like 6 weeks ago. And they continue to roll them out. So it's having a stellar year, and they just dropped their first ever functional product. So Gorilla Mind is now in the protein snack game with a nut butter based bar. It is very, very appropriately called the Gorilla Peanut Butter Bar. So in the realm of Outright, Jack Factory's Authentic Bar, I think Obvi has a nut butter bar. There's a bunch out there. It was kind of like when Fit Crunch style bars made the rounds many, many years ago. You saw one from ProSubs. I think there was many, Muscle Farm did one. I think Combat Crunch was the name. They just keep pumping them out. And this is kind of what happened with Outright. There's a lot of other brands did peanut butter style snacks. And that's what we got here from Gorilla Mind. And the cool thing about peanut butter bars, or nut butter bars in general, is that you can sort of rely on them for a deliciously smooth consistency. They have like this melt in your mouth feature that just makes it so easy to eat. And inherently they do come with like a slightly higher carb count and calories. My traditional protein bar realm is like 20 grams of protein, 220 calories, give or take. That's what you get with most of the bars, but the peanut butter bars do raise the calories, obviously, with peanut butter being a main ingredient. That does bump them up, the calorie side. Gorilla Mind has dropped theirs. It is indeed primarily made with peanut butter. The macros are a little bit better than some of the other nut butter bars out there, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's gonna be good. In my experience, the Outright one has an incredible melting consistency, texture is on point. But some of the ones that have sort of been like bumped up the protein or lowered the whatever, they've lost that smooth bite to them. So I don't know what the case is here. I haven't actually tried Gorilla Mind's one, but they have 21 grams of protein, 29 to 30 grams of carbohydrates. 10 to 12 of that is sugar. Then you got 9 to 10 fat and 260 calories. So you got those ranges in there because the product comes in four flavors. We always write on our site ranges if there are multiple flavors and you can kind of put it together. So there are four to start. All of pretty traditional taste. You've got cookie dough, peanut butter cup, oatmeal, chocolate chip, and then cookies and cream. And yeah, they're all kind of made with the same key ingredients: peanut butter, whey isolate, brown rice syrup, whey crisps, and honey. They're available now on the Gorilla Mind website. The price on them is pretty reasonable. I'm actually just going to check right now. They are all still in stock. Yeah, they're all still in stock. $35.99 before discount. So if they have a lot of ambassadors and athletes, and you can apply discount codes on these. But $35.99 for a box of 12. And there is a variety pack, but not the variety pack that I would have liked to see. The variety pack is a box of each for a little bit of extra discount. I would have preferred to see a variety pack of 12 with three of each flavor, but you know, you win some, you lose some. That one is on the Gorilla Mind website right now, $35.99. I know that More Plates, More Dates coupon, MPMD, brings it down like 10% to $32.39. So, I mean, it's not too far off your typical bar. Most bars are $25 to $30 for a box of 12. This is right in that realm. But again, a great addition, a huge addition to the lineup. Like this, like I said, I can't stress enough how impressive they've been this year. Diversifying this much and adding things that some brands typically take years to do, and they've gone and done it all at once. Again, plus the collaborations, plus the reformulations, plus the flavors, plus the high-stim pre-workout. Like it's really cool to see them execute on this level And now you've got the peanut butter bar, and if I'm not mistaken, we should be seeing, if it's rolling like clockwork, the next new flavor should for Gorilla Mind Energy should be revealed this week and released next week. If I'm not mistaken, it was early May, first week of May, that we got the strawberry one that was launched it, like I said, 3 4 weeks ago. But for this episode, that is it. Thank you for listening. Always look forward to having you back next time. And we have an interview dropping later this week. I should be up Thursday, Friday. Memorial Day, I pushed this episode a little later, but it'll be online. And make sure you tune on that. It'll also be on YouTube as well as all the other platforms, Spotify, iTunes, and whatnot. But once again, thank you for listening.